Vanessa Edwards, hello.
Hello.
Vanessa is a feng shui expert. Yes. Have you ever feng shui'd a nightclub? A nightclub has certain vibes about
it. Well, I have worked in restaurants, though, and things like that. But, yeah, the most important thing, often you see pubs and clubs with no people in them. But artwork, of course, it's a very personal thing. But if you can start bringing in artwork with lots of people having fun, then it works on the power of the subconscious mind and more people want to come and have fun.
Hotel Du Vin do that.
This afternoon.
Yeah, they do, actually, because they've got a big mural on their wall of people sitting around drinking in all of their bars and restaurants. I wonder if they've done that. They are.
Yeah, always busy.
But it feels like a more attractive kind of hangout place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was asking you off the air, do you work with businesses a lot in feng shui? And you said, actually, yes, you do. And I imagine you do a sizable proportion of work.
That's right. I do work in businesses, various different businesses. And it's very important to look at your company logo because that's the first... the first image that people see of your company, that's how they recognise you. And also very important to have a very positive tagline. And I actually did a talk at a business women's conference last week. I know from the feedback that some people went back and changed their desk position immediately.
Or got in contact with their graphic designer. I guess that's true, actually. If you think about the basis upon which you employ trades you approach a business about work, I suppose on a rather more subconscious level.
Yeah, well, certainly if I was investing in a company, if I was on the stocks and shares, I wouldn't invest unless I like the look of the company logo, because it's a bit of a giveaway if they're going to be successful or not. It's that powerful. Mm-hmm.
And that's why companies and corporations spend a lot on the look and the feel of their business.
In fact, that's what I talked about a lot at this particular talk, and looking at some well-known images and other personal ones that I'd worked on with other businesses.
Because big corporate logos, and I'm just trying to think of a few off the top of my head, a lot of them have gone very curvy in recent times, haven't they? I'm just trying to think of the BP logo. That used to be a shield.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a flower now, isn't it? I mean, one of the most successful logos is the Nike logo, which is just simply a tick, which cost them peanuts to have designed. But if you think about the power of the subconscious mind, when you were at school, you liked to have your work tick. So it makes you feel good. But from a feng shui perspective, when you sign your name or have that upwards curve to whatever you're doing, it's about moving upwards and forwards into the future. So it's very powerful.
Very powerful. I never thought about that.
Very powerful.
Swoosh is a good thing then. Because it says so many things in one simple design.
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
and I guess the ones that don't work so well are the ones that kind of need a bit of explaining, don't they?
Yeah. But even
the company names and logos, you have to really, really work out what is the
what do you do? But even your signature, if you sign that with loops in your name, loops of your money bags, and finishing it on a rising stroke, will take you upwards and forwards. And some people actually scribble their name out and they negate their existence, or sometimes they'll go backwards on themselves. And, you know, you can actually read a person's energy just by looking at their signature. It's fascinating.
Yeah. What's your perfect night out then? If it's not dancing around your handbag,
I love
to a bit of five star. What is it, Vanessa?
Well, I love watching performance. I love music. I love dancing. I went to see those Japanese drummers at Peterborough, the Key Theatre, the other night.
And they
were amazing. The sound just reverberated. It felt like they were drumming me, never mind just drumming the drums. And one of the drums was about 4 foot in diameter. It was huge. But the choreography, and they even put the lights out. They had fluorescent drumsticks, and the way these people worked together. I mean, they were a precedent for world peace, really, because they just silently, everybody just knew exactly what everyone was doing. I like good food, I like good company, I like dressing up, I just like being happy and having fun, passing the love around.
It sounds like that really appealed to your senses in a way.
What, the drums?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just amazing. I would have gone and seen them the next day if they were on again. But it was just a fabulous, fabulous show, and bigger than I could have imagined. I felt it would be a good thing to go to, but it was really powerful. And it was lovely to see. The theatre must have been about three quarters full. So
it's
huge, was great.
Yeah
especially today. But I would recommend, if anybody sees them, go and see them. And it's good to make that effort to actually go out, isn't it? really.
There's a whole ritual.
People can actually just get stuck in at home, and it's easy to stay in, especially if it's cold. You don't want to go out and be sociable. I think it's important as well to just feel good about yourself, isn't it, really, and make an occasion of it.
But something else I'd like to talk about is giving advice. We've been talking on the station recently generally about the role of grandparents and how grandparents are in a bit of a tough situation sometimes because they've got the experience. But how do you tell the next generation how to parent? In fact, how do you tell anyone how to do anything, even if you are starting from a pretty sound footing? Because advice can be well-intentioned, but still taken entirely the wrong way. I'm of the opinion, Vanessa, it's best to wait to be asked. What do you think?
I think definitely. And I think if you haven't remembered, we've got two ears and one mouth. So if you can listen twice as much as you speak, I think that's a really good thing. And often if you just listen to people and hold the space for them, they will actually answer their own questions. And, you know, I think we all sometimes talk a bit too much. And the powerful thing to say to someone is if you were listening to me and I was saying this, what advice would you give me? And then again, we've all got the answers deep within inside us. We just need to bring those answers out and be heard sometimes.
And even sometimes when someone does ask for your opinion or your advice on something, it can often be difficult to be very honest with what you want to say as well, because you're afraid of how well that advice is received. It's the old, does my bum look big in this kind of thing? Well, what do you say? Do you be honest and say yes, or do you kind of mould the truth a little bit?
But we are in the age of truth now, and people are having to say what's on the tip of their tongue, because if you're holding it inside yourself, you know, you're just stuffing yourself up. And if you think about your mind, sometimes it can be your best friend or your biggest saboteur, and sometimes people worry about things that A, they can't control, or B, may never happen. So if you can just focus, you know, do a meditation practice or something, you know, clear your mind, just keep as still as you can, and that's when your answers will come. Because we're all different, and everybody's circumstance is different as well, and what might be good for one person wouldn't be different for another.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you say, sometimes the person seeking the advice just needs to say it.
Yes.
It needs to put it into words to hear it, and sometimes they can reach the solution themselves. But every situation is different, and you know, it can often be very, very hard for us mere mortals to hold forth on what might be a very grave issue.
Sometimes
a very grave question.
Just need a hug. Just that human contact is as good as anything. They just need to feel that softness from somewhere, you know.
That's right.
And I think sometimes people, they'll ask you for advice, but then they're still not ready to listen.
Yeah.
And you have to recognise that as well and let go at that point, I think, really. Just let go of the outcome of whatever happens.
Ladies, you've been most entertaining this afternoon. Vanessa Redmond, thank you so much for coming in. Vanessa, feng shui expert, of course, and Alex Rouget from the Early Night Club as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.